You both have a song you're ready to sing? You all ready? Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Becca. Hi, Jaden. Hi. Yeah, we could start. What song would you like? Number five. You can pick songs from anywhere. If they're a little longer, I may shorten them a little so that others get a chance. So this one, maybe we'll sing the first verse and the chorus of number five. Number 18. Maybe we'll sing the first verse, the chorus, and maybe the last verse too. So the first and the last verse and the chorus. Okay, how about another one? Okay, Jaden, what number? Number 11. And maybe we'll sing the first and last verses on that one too. Number 11, the first and last verse.
Will your anchor hold in the storms of life?
Good. How about another one? Okay. Jesus loves me. Okay, on the back, number 40. I guess we'll have time for one more if we sing the whole of number 40. So we'll sing the whole of number 40, and then we'll have time for one more, I think.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me.
Number 44? Okay, let's sing the first and last verses of number 44, and that'll be our last one, at least for now.
Tell it again.
Okay. Who has a verse that you'd like to say this morning? Doesn't have to be the one out of the Sunday school paper, but one that you've memorized that you'd like to say. Okay. Who else has a verse that you'd like to say? No. I won't put anybody on the spot. I think that might be embarrassing. But go ahead.
And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. John 10:28. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and I give unto they shall never perish, and neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. John 10:28.
Good. All right. A few more here.
I give unto them eternal life so that they can never perish, and neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. John 10:28.
Okay, thank you.
I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. John 10:28.
Good. A couple more? All right.
I shall never perish. I give unto them eternal life, and no man shall never. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hands. John 10:28.
I give unto them eternal life, neither shall any. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. John 10:28.
Okay, a couple more.
And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. John 10:28.
Okay, good.
I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. John 10:28.
And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. John 10:28.
Good. All right.
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. John 10:27-28.
Anyone else? Now, we have a few minutes together, and I would like, anybody notice something strange about the room when you came in? What's strange? There's a person, yeah. This person, you can see a little wiggles once in a while, but this person, we're pretending they're dead, they're representing somebody that's dead. And when we're talking about, what we're going to talk about this morning, I want to tell you ahead of time what I hope you'll get from it. What I hope you'll get from it is that the way to come to the Lord Jesus is very simple. It's not hard. It's not complicated. It's not meant just for somebody that's older than you are. The way to come to the Lord Jesus is as simple as it could possibly be. I suspect all of you have heard the gospel multiple times, including probably last night. Probably most of you were here last night. And we'll talk about what the gospel is, but more than anything else, I want you to know that to come to the Lord Jesus, you're coming to a person that loves you, and it's very, very simple. So we have a dead person here. We'll pretend they're dead. And do you happen to know who that is?
Yes, I do.
Who is it?
Adam.
That's Adam. We have a dead Adam here. Okay, so we have a dead Adam here. Would any of you like to call to dead Adam and tell him to get up? See if he'll get up. All right, go ahead. I don't think that was anywhere. If he's pretty dead, why don't you try?
Get up!
Hey, he doesn't want to listen to you. You want to try?
Get up.
No. Maybe you're not using his name. Maybe somebody needs to use his name.
Adam, get up!
Doesn't work. All right, Becca, maybe you can say it nicely and he'll get up.
Get up, Adam, please.
No. Anybody else want to try? All right. Maybe if you can find just the right way to say it.
Adam, can you please get up?
No. How many of you have ever gone to a graveyard where there's a bunch of tombstones and you saw the name on the tombstone and you tried to say to that person, get up? Did it work? No. Didn't work. One of you wanted to try? You want to try?
Adam, get up.
He's not listening to you either. Listen to me, right? Oh, maybe what we need to do is, I think these are hands right here. I'm going to try to poke it right here. Nope, didn't work. This looks like an arm right here. I'm going to squeeze a little bit on the arm. That doesn't work either. He'll listen to me, though, won't he? You don't think he'll listen to me either? How many think he'll listen to me? You trust in me? Okay, thank you. Anybody else trust in me? Not very many. Don't have very many here. All right. Adam, get up. You know, I don't think that worked very well, did it? I think what we need is somebody that loves Adam a lot more than I do, then maybe that'll get him up. You think that'll work? We'll see, maybe.
Adam, wake up.
One more time.
Adam, get up.
Get up now, Adam. Want to try one more time?
Adam, get up.
No, I guess we got a cozy spot here. I'm going to read you a verse that you can sit up. That was your dad there. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much, Adam. I appreciate it. I want to read you a verse that I was trying to illustrate there. In John chapter 5, and read you a verse. This is very, very simple. John chapter 5, and verse 25. Verse 24 is a wonderful, wonderful verse. But we don't have a whole lot of time, so let's read John 5, verse 25. With one of you with a Bible, mind reading John 5, verse 25. You're going to read. You have a Bible on your lap all ready to go, and you can read verse 25. Okay. Not sure? All right. There we go.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live.
All right. What do the dead do right here? In the verse we just read, what happens? What happens? Okay, I'll read it again. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, this is the Lord Jesus speaking, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. I want you to think about this. I was trying to illustrate for you that Adam wouldn't listen to you, and he wouldn't listen to me. There's only one voice that he could hear, and he did kind of sit up there when his dad first spoke up, and sat up a bit, and moved. For the rest of us, he didn't move, did he? But when he heard the voice of his dad, somebody that loves him a whole lot more than I do, he started to sit up, right? And maybe it took a few more tries, but Adam was able to get up. When God speaks to you, he speaks in his word, and he says to you, sort of, something like, get up. And we're able to hear him talking to us through his word, the Bible. That's how he talks to us. The Lord Jesus talks to us in his word, the Bible. So that's why it's so important when you memorize the Bible verse, when your parents speak to you about the Bible, when you listen in Sunday school, you're listening not to your mom and not to your dad. So it's good to listen to them. But you're especially listening to the person that loves you more than your mom or dad, to the Lord Jesus. And his voice is talking to you in his word. And he's saying, if you don't know him as Savior, he speaks to you and he says, get up. I want you to think about this. When the Lord Jesus came to the earth, how many people were there that were spiritually alive? There are people that had bodies that were walking. And maybe that's not totally fair. How many people, when the Lord came to this earth, I'll just put it this way. When the Lord came to this earth, think about this for a minute. Watch for a moment. When the Lord Jesus came to this earth, it was as though the world was full of tombstones. Can you imagine? How many of you have been to a graveyard? Every graveyard you've been to has had maybe a fence around the edge or a border, some flowers or some bushes, but it came to an end, right? When the Lord Jesus came down to this world, it was as though the whole world was dead. Now, I know there were there, that ones there that had, he gave faith to and they believed on him. But not a one had life in himself. Not one of them. It was all dead. So what did the Lord Jesus do? When he came down to this world, did he walk around and find all kinds of dead people and go back to heaven? No. He went to the cross and then he died. He died on the cross and then he shed his blood and he went into a grave. And did he stay there? No, he didn't. He came back up out of the grave because he defeated death. Do we have a dead person on this table now? We never did. But the person that we were pretending was dead is gone. It's empty. Because somebody came along and got him up. And he's gone. And that's what the Lord Jesus wants to do with all of us. He wants to come and speak to us in his word so that dead people will get up and follow him. So I want you to turn to another. We're going to turn to maybe two more verses, including the one you memorized. I just want you to remember that it's very simple. The next verse is in John chapter 6, verse 37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. How many of you have been afraid that somebody wouldn't like you? You're just like Adam if you don't have your hand up, I suspect. You're asleep. Because I think all of us have been afraid that people didn't like them. I suspect you didn't notice that I have brand new shoes on. Oh, you didn't notice that. But see, I forgot to bring my shoes to the conference. So when we got here, oh no, I got these old tennis shoes and they're muddy and they're great for walking on down along the Wabash here, but if I wore those up in front, everybody, maybe some people would reject me. Maybe they wouldn't think, I better get dressed up so nobody notices, and now you've all noticed. But I went to Walmart and I got a new pair of shoes to put on. How many of you have to get all dressed up and ready to come to the Lord Jesus? What's it say there? Does it say you have to get dressed up and ready to come? No. It says, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. It's a really strong word. It's really strong. He's not going to turn you away. He says, come, and he loves you. He tells you to come to him to be your Savior. Because he died to wash away your sins. He says, come. And he says, when you come, I'm not going to cast you out. Have you ever heard somebody laugh at somebody else? Kind of make fun of them? How many people have heard someone laugh at somebody else, kind of make fun of them? Because maybe they didn't say something quite right. I want to tell you, the Lord Jesus loves you. You don't have to say it just right. You don't have to come just right. You just need to come. The Lord Jesus loves you. You know my mom right now? I'll tell you a little story from last week. My dad got her out. See, she's pretty old now, and she doesn't talk very well. In fact, she almost doesn't talk at all. They can go a few days, and there aren't any words. And so my dad got her out in a wheelchair, and he took her to the end of the street. And he said, "Hey, look, there's some deer," because there were some deer there at the end of the street. "Do you see the deer?" You know what she answered? She said, "Mm-hmm." And dad got home, and he was all excited. Mom said, "Mm-hmm." And when I heard that, do you think I said, "Oh, well, why didn't she speak in full sentences?" Do you think I did that? No, dad was all excited. Mom said, "Mm-hmm." And he was happy. Not because she said it just right, no. Because she spoke to him when he spoke to her. And you know, the Lord Jesus is talking to you this morning. He's got something in his word for you, and he says, "Come to me. I'm not going to throw you out. You don't have to come a certain way. You don't have to say a right set of words. Just come to me, and I'm not going to reject you." And one last verse, the one that you memorized in John chapter 10 and verse 28. There's wonderful stuff. I'm going to read the prior verse too. Jaden said it for us. "My sheep hear my voice. And I know them, and they follow me." I know them. How many of you have ever tried to get your mom or dad's attention, and they were busy, and they didn't even know you were trying to talk to them? Yeah? And how many of you have ever said something to your mom and dad, and they didn't get it? They just didn't understand, and they answered you, "No, oh," and they're busy again. They didn't get it. They didn't understand. How many of you have done that at least once in your life? That includes all of you. Wow, some of you had the most understanding parents out there. I said things to my parents sometimes, and I say some things to my wife and to lots of people, and they don't understand. But you know what? In this verse, which does it say? They talk to me, and then I know them? No. How'd it go, Jaden? I know them, and they follow me. See, it starts with him. He already knows you. He already knows everything inside of you. You don't have to come to him and say the right words. You don't have to come to him and get it just right. The Lord Jesus loves you, and he wants you to be with him. So he's called to you in his word, and he says, "Here's the story. Here's what I've done for you. I went to the cross, and I shed my blood for you to put away your sin. Come to me. I know you, and I want you. I want you in my house forever." And that's the next verse. "You'll never perish, but have eternal life." Let's thank him.